Let me go ahead and grab Charlie here. Let's see. Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Melissa?
Yes.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going today in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm homesick with COVID, but...
You too, huh? My mother-in-law has it too. So, and it would just, you know, rest up. I always say the remedy that I had when I had COVID was chopped garlic and, chicken noodle soup, just the broth. So make sure that's hot.
Yeah,
and warm.
I like the broth, right?
Yeah.
This is my third round with it, though. I lived in Charlotte when it first came out, so I've relocated. But round three, unfortunately.
I think I've had it three times as well, too. So you're not alone.
But I'm in real estate. I'm in real estate also. I run a couple of different businesses. So you come in contact with a lot of different people.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say.
Well,
okay.
That's okay. Maybe I'll have an immunity of steel eventually.
There you go. Yeah, exactly, right? You have the antibodies for everything. Awesome. Well, I know you're talking to Jan about the first piece placements for your tree service company, correct?
Right.
Okay.
I'll just being really upfront with them too.
Sure.
You know, so we I've got over 100. This is a startup business, and I was the main investor. So we've pretty much sunk about 100 grand into it already, in just since the first of the year. So we're really very limited. In our area, it's a very specific area. We're a very rural community.
Yeah.
Most businesses survive here off of word of mouth and referrals. So of course we need some more presence. Right. So we do need the web presence, you know, but, our marketing dollars have worked well with us so far, just with our signage and our business cards. And we did do some home advisor initially, and we got some good local customers from that. So it just really is going to come down to the bottom line, you know, how much is it going
to
cost?
To the bottom line.
We still have a lot of extra funds right now. Right.
Okay. And I mean, I know you guys did the home advisor, you guys got signs out, everything like that. Word of mouth is always going to, travel faster than anything. But do you guys have anything set up besides home advisor for you guys online for people to find you, like a business Facebook page? Do you guys have a Google business profile set up yet or no?
I've started one, yes, but my daughter was going to help me with a website. So I don't have a website yet, and she is familiar with that. So I'm trying to just finding the extra time. It's kind of
sitting her down and saying, okay, let's build this out for however long it takes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, just by looking online, just like in the Franklin area, right? That's where you guys are located, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so just right now, when somebody searches like tree services near me, they have Michael's Tree Service, they have Mendoza's Trees Expert, and they have Felix Tree Expert LLC, right? So you do have some competition in the area. That's just a handful of them. You also have Bald Eagle Tree Experts as well. So there are a lot of tree companies in your area who already are benefiting from that first page. So what we would do for you is we would basically place you up here with these guys so that way you can compete. And when somebody just searches for your services, they don't have to drive around town to find like a sign or anything like that. They can find you directly on that first page of Google, right?
With the search engine optimization as well.
Okay. Well, we do like a paired service as well. So we run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So how that looks is, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it as well. Anytime you search for like a dealership or anything like that, like you're looking for a car, you start seeing that model car popping up all over the place with different ads and stuff. That's called the retargeting campaign. So we do the same thing, but if somebody's searching for like a tree service, not necessarily that it's an emergency, but they want like a couple trees cut down, or, you know, they have some that's died and they needed them, you know, taken down with some stump grinding. We want to make sure that you can target those people as well. So I understand you're in a rural area, but we could actually target specific cities and zip codes depending on how far you guys are willing to drive out for a job. Obviously, I know you're not going to go for a little bush trimming for 50 miles. That's not worth it. But we do want to make sure that the jobs are profitable at the end of the day. Now, for us here with being a Google Channel partner, we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. Okay. It's always set at a flat monthly rate. So that way, if you get 10 jobs or you guys get 100 jobs, it really doesn't matter to us. That's more money for you guys for your advertising dollars. That never fluctuates. Right. Now, the bottom line is $249 on a month-to-month basis, okay? $100 of that $249 does go to your retargeting campaigns through Facebook. You do not have to pay extra for that. That is included, okay?
And I don't have to do anything. You guys just handle all that.
100%. Yes, we create the content. So, okay, I'll say 99%. Yes.
Okay.
We still need interaction from you because that's where you're going to get the best results, right? So we do call you with updates and stuff like that. Obviously, your guys' pictures are going to be a lot better than a stock photo picture. So we do work with you hand in hand to just make sure that, hey, we're doing everything correct on your guys' end as well. So that way you're populating in the right areas. You're also populating for the right services that you provide, right? So I always say 99% because we do just need a little bit of help from you.
Of course.
When we do the Google business profile, they are going to pin verify you. The pin verification is going to come to you directly. So my tech team will work hand in hand with you to get that verified. Once that's verified, we take 100% of the workload to do the programming for you. You do not have to do any of that. Same thing with the Facebook. We do the content. We run it out. You don't have to do anything but really just send in the pictures because, like I said, we want to make sure we have your pictures, not somebody else's pictures at the end of the day, okay?
Can I ask another question to you real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
So almost every single customer we have worked with, they love us. They love our crew. They love our service. They love our price. So we have like a bunch of good feedback and referrals and stuff. But the reviews that we've received on like the Angie's Leads and the Home Advisor stuff, is there a way to we can download those or can't? Do I have to specifically go back and re-request those?
Good question. So that's the difference here, right? So this service here, we can help you get the reviews as well, make sure that they're pushing them to the Google page because at the end of the day, long term, Google is going to be there for you for people that look in directly. Let's say you take your stuff off of Home Advisor by Angie's. You're like, hey, you know, we don't want to pay any more per lead or whatever advertising you guys are doing with them, and they take the listing down. Unfortunately, all your reviews are theirs. So you cannot transfer those reviews. You do have to get those from your customers to leave you a good review back on Google. Mind. Yeah.
We've had some really good customers that I don't think that they would mind. I just hated to, you know, burden them with this.
So how we would do it, though, is we would send you a link that you could literally just text your customers and say, hey, we just opened up a Google page. Can you leave us a 5-star review for the service that we provide on our Google page? Just click the link here, and it'll take you straight to the review page. It's that simple that we can provide that for you as well. Now, once we do start working with you, Melissa, we do close out the category. And the reason for that is there's only a handful of spots on the first page of Google. I can't call every tree company in the area that's not on Google or not on the first page to say, hey, we can work with you. It's just two things. One, it's Google's rule for us because we are a partnership with them. And then two, we don't like to compete with ourselves. It's not fair to you or anybody else if we're like, hey, we're going to help you get there.
I know there's a lot of
rotating.
So what about my competitors? So if they're also paying, you know, a company for this service type, so, you know, how are we going to continue to compete with them, right?
Good question. So your competitors that are paying for the service, typically on the first page of Google, are always secured for the Google partners. So there's only a handful of us in the country that have the Google partnership. We have like a badge on our website. That's our authenticity badge. So typically what happens there is that's why we have to close the category because we can only work with one company to get them to that first page. You see what I'm saying? So yes, you will pop up with your competitors on the first page. I'm not by any means saying, hey, you're going to be the only one there, but you will be.
Yeah, you will be. Able,
exactly. And I've had customers who have said, what? had people who called me and said I'll be the only one there. I'm like, I don't know if they said that, but
I've been in sales a long time, and I worked for a company out of Charlotte. We did marketing, and I'm like, you know, when we first started with the search engine, this search engine optimization, this has probably been 15 years ago. It's been a long time ago. You know, I was like, that's just not possible.
100%. And nobody can promise you the first slot either. That's not possible. Sure. It goes based off of an algorithm, and that's why it's always a horse race. So once somebody stops doing the SEO services, you just start to dwindle down, and your competitors that are doing it just pass you up. Yeah. So that's where we would help you there, and we would get you, and you would be able to compete with some of the guys that I said before, where they're already benefiting from that first page. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, once we do close it out, like I said, we close out the category. I do send everything over to you in email. So you do have a paid invoice. It is a 100% tax write-off at the end of the day. You would be introduced to my tech team. We do what's called an onboarding call. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it if you've worked with a company before. It's just to ensure, one, we get the Google business profile verified correctly, and then two, we're programming you in the areas and for the services that you want to provide, and then we're going to work for you at that. Okay. I like to do those onboarding calls within 24 hours because our customers are paying for the first month. I don't like them to wait because then that.
Well, that'll work out great because I'm stuck at home right now. So.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to create the information for the Google Business Profile. I mean, what I have is Hingewood Trees, LLC, correct?
Yes. Let me ask another question, though, because I don't have a website yet. How is that going to affect me?
No problem. So it's not going to affect you at all. I can do one or two things for you, okay? So either one, we can continue to build the Google Business Profile and everything like that without a website, which is totally fine. You don't need one. It's not mandatory because you just say your daughter's going to help you on that, right? Or
that's the plan, you know, but like I said, timing.
It's not a set schedule yet, right? It's not on the calendar.
Right.
You invite her over for Thanksgiving, and then you guys would be able to get it done then. Right, exactly. So, or what I can do is we do websites here. I can have our tech team build you one. Now, the thing here is that we usually charge top dollars for it. What I can do is I can just do a one-time setup fee for that for just $99. But the monthly would just go into, I mean, the hosting, the management, everything like that would just go into the monthly. So if you want us to build you a website, it would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. They would ask you to send in pictures. Also, too, if you have a logo, send that in. And then they would build that out with you to, well, not with you. They would build it out for you, but they want to make sure they have all your color schemes and everything like that. They do send you a revision. And then from that, that's why I say 7 to 14 days. Because if you do want them to change anything, it does not cost you anything extra for them, for you to revise it and to change it. If you want to add services take off, we don't charge you a surcharge or anything like that. So if you want the website built, it would be $348, and then it would just go $249 month to month after that. If you need help getting a domain name like a www. We can do that as well. You already have it?
Right, yes.
Okay, perfect. So we would just connect it with it then as well. And then you would always have the domain name. Do you want to do that, or do you want to wait for your daughter to see if she can build that for you?
I guess let me just go ahead and do it. I just feel like if I'm going to commit to it, I need to have it up and running now. So.
100%. Okay. And then, so we're going to pin verify you. Now, are you guys operating out of an office? I know you're at home with COVID, but are you guys operating out of an office, or are you operating out from your home?
We're currently from the home. I own a piece of land, though, right next to the home, and that's where we're going to be building a shop. So.
Okay, perfect. So they're going to pin verify you based off of the address. As of right now, I know you're not you don't have the shop up, but it's anywhere that can receive mail. So they will be doing like a video verification just to say that you're in the local area there. When you get your shop up and running, we can change the address to that. But for the pin verification as of now, are you still at the 40, Pintail, is it Road?
Ridge.
Okay. Ridge. And that's Franklin, North Carolina.
Yes.
Correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the zip code is the 28734?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they're going to have a phone number displayed on there. Do you want the phone number of the 980-230-7961 displayed there for customers to contact you?
No, we actually have a business phone.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
And it's 828-524-0404.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. And I'll make sure that that's going to be the number they display there. So then the other number that I read off to you, is that a good number for us to contact you for updates on the
cell phone? That's my cell phone, so that's probably the best one to reach me.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I have that. And then you guys are in North Carolina. I love North Carolina, by the way. I had an uncle that lived over there. So we're based out of California. I'm from California, born and raised. When I went to North Carolina, that was the first time that I've ever seen rain fall and dry on the sidewalk at the same time. I've never seen it happen before. So I looked at my mom and I was like, is this real?
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I've never seen that before. That's hilarious. All right. So your first name is spelled Neilissa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name?
It's Fraser, F like Frank, R-A, Z like zebra, I-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a good email address to you to send your paid receipt to and everything else that we're going to need for your Google listing.
Sure. Let's use the Hingewood account. It's okay. Hingewood Tree, LLC at Gmail.
Okay. Hingewood Tree.
And it's just like it sounds. So H-I-N-G-E. W-O-O-D, tree, LLC.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And when we create the Google Business Profile, what's going to be your guys' operation hours? Are you guys open Monday through Sunday, or are you guys just weekdays?
We are not open on Sunday.
Okay.
If we had an emergency call we needed to get to, you know, something we could consider, but we do need a day.
Okay. Yeah.
And then,
so when is Saturday then?
Yeah. So Saturdays we would prefer probably like I had it set up on the other page. I think it was like 8 to 6.
Okay. 8 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of the week is 7 to 7.
7 to 7. And it's Monday through Friday. Okay, perfect. Sunday's closed. And so, like I said, we can target specific cities and zip codes as well. I know you guys are like a real rural area. You guys are in the Franklin area, but are you guys servicing other counties or anything like that that you guys want to target, not just like the Franklin area?
Well, all of Macon County. So Macon County is a big county. It actually goes into Highlands, North Carolina, which is a high-end area. So, but we, you know, Macon County, Jackson County are the primary two counties. We can go to Clay County, but the work needs to warrant
Right. And that's what's going to happen too. Like if you get a call from Clay County and they're like, hey, can you come, you know, cut my shrubs? You're like, no, it's too far for us.
Exactly.
You're not going to get charged for that lead coming in or that call coming in, which is good. So, but if someone's like, hey, I got 150
folks. Hold on 1 second.
Yes. Or either counties, cities, zip codes, whatever you guys want, because that's where we're going to be able to target for the retargeting campaigns as well.
So what would work out better, zip codes or counties?
You can do county.
Zip codes of each county.
Yeah, okay. Well, it just depends. So if you want all of that county, we can do that. But if you prefer certain zip codes, then we can do the certain zip codes so that way you're not in – you know, if it's a bad area that you guys don't want to go into, then that's fine too. We can just target that zip code.
All right. I'm trying to make a list here. Okay. Macon, Jackson, Clay County, Swain, S-W-A-I-N. Okay. Like, hold on, let's see, like, talk to me. Let me see.
Okay.
Perfect.
Trying to find out what. And it's okay if you don't have all of them right now. Like I said, I'm gonna do the onboarding call. My tech team. They'll ask you to if you have any other ones that you want to target as well. So I have Megan Jackson Clay, Swain, and then you said one more right now.
Transylvania.
Transylvania, like the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I knew they got the name from somewhere. my nephew, he's 7, and he's gonna turn 8, and he loves that movie. So it's like,
yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. All right, let me see here. Perfect. Okay. And then, like I said, I'm gonna start out with these ones. I'm gonna give them to my tech team. If you guys want to add anything, you guys are more than welcome to. Don't think like, oh, we already gave them, you know, some. No, the more the better for you guys, because that's just going to mean more calls for you guys at the end of the day, too. Okay.
Yeah, because I've got some that'll go into Georgia then, too, so that's good. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. And then, so services that you guys provide, I know you guys got tree services. Are you guys doing the whole nine yards with trimming? Removals.
We do
stump
not
grinding.
Do stump grinding. We do
no
not
stump
do stump
grinding. Okay, no stumps.
Yeah, but we're fully insured. We do hazard work, so we have climbers, so we can do, tree topping, tree trimming, tree clearing, tree cutting, removal. We have a chipper.
Okay, you do chippers as well. Nice. Okay, yeah. That was going to be my next question. And then you guys
we don't really want to get into a lot of like landscaping though. We don't really want to.
Right. You guys aren't like doing hauling, right? You guys are doing more of like tree work, correct?
Well, we do have a dump truck, so it just depends on how much hauling needs to be done, you know. We don't want to go in and just be like weed eating and pruning pruning bushes, trimming hedges.
Right, 100%. And that's why I'm asking is because I want you guys to get the calls that you guys have the services for. At the end of the day, like I said, I don't want somebody to call you for like, hey, can you take out my shrub? And I'm like 60 miles away. You're like, well, why don't you call, you know, Joe's tree service that's 2 miles away from you? Like, it's going to cost us, it's going to cost you a lot more money that way because we're going to have to, you know, have a service and everything. So that's why
go any further, I did want to ask one thing. So what is the commitment here? Is there a time commitment here for this monthly fee and cost, or how does that work?
Good question. So we do it month to month. So it's $348 month to month. There are no contracts. I'm sorry. It's $348, $249 month to month. So the first month is $348 with the website, and then it's $249 month to month after that. There are no contracts. Now, we do ask Melissa for a 2-month verbal agreement because the verification does take a little bit of time and the programming
honestly take me at least that amount of time to determine if I'm going to start getting any attention from it, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm realistic about it. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Tomorrow. You know.
Right. But at the end of the day, and I walk you through a voice verification that I send to you as well because it has the pricing structure, I always tell our clients, there are no early termination fees. There are no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. So if you guys were crushing it and you're like, hey, we like it, but we just need to finish the workout, can we pause the service? Absolutely. Just let us know 3 days prior to your next billing cycle. That way you don't get charged for the next month. Same thing, if you were to cancel the service, we don't wipe you off of Google. You would still have your Google business listing. You would still have the Facebook page. We would just stop programming that. But again,
my website.
So the website, you would just have to host it with us. That's it. You would just have to pay a hosting fee. The hosting fee is about $49 a month for hosting if you were to cancel everything else off. But we include the hosting with it. We still manage it and everything like that as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no like, you're not locked into a contract. I always tell our clients here, we want to earn your business each and every month. Okay.
And also I have my personal Facebook page, and that's where I use to post things for my real estate and for the tree company. So,
okay.
But I don't have a business Facebook page because they started charging like $15 a month or something like that for a company page. So is that something else I would have to do?
On Facebook, it's free to just have a company page. So we would help you set it up correctly. Don't worry about that.
Okay, good, because maybe I was looking at the wrong thing, because I was going to do that, and it was trying to charge me for that. And I'm like, I'm not paying.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So the only thing that you would be charged for, if you were to do it on your own, you would have to do the advertising. You would be charged for advertising at that point. But we're going to help you make the business account for the Facebook page. And then we take on that charge. Like I said, we allocate $100. So you don't have to pay anything extra there. Okay.
Okay. And then, because I must have missed it when I first answered the call. What is the name of your company?
Local Splash.
Local Splash, okay.
Yeah. And you'll have two numbers for us. You'll have your customer service number, which you'll always get my tech team, one of our reps there. And then you'll always have my number as well. So I'll give you my direct extension. And then if you ever need me to facilitate anything, you always have me here too, okay?
Okay.
Now, with the first month of payment, it is, like I said, going to be the $348. How would you like to secure your listing? Are you going to use a business credit card? Are you guys going to put it on a debit card?
Do I get a discount from one or the other?
You have the discount, yes. So the discount is the $249, actually, because you have the new in business credit. Typically, if you go to localsplash.com, this is actually $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. So I did give you the discount.
I just meant,
yes.
No, I meant, is there a discount for using the credit card or a debit card?
Oh, no, it's going to be the same price there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to put it on a debit card.
Okay. And is the debit card a business card or is it just like a personal?
It is a business card.
Okay. So it says Hingewood Tree LLC on there?
Hingewood Tree. Yes. And it also has my name on there as well.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to send you a business receipt, and it's going to have that on there for you.
Okay.
So you have that for a tax write-off. And then the billing address is still the same as the one you gave me earlier?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then the card that you want to use, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It is Visa.
Visa. Okay. I know that the Visas start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Yeah. Of course. It's 4466-0116 0312-1258.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you? Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay. 4466-0116 0312-1258.
Yes.
Okay. And then expiration?
Is April 2027.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
It's 793.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to set up a security question for you. This is just to ensure that we're always just talking to you. We do have 3 questions. You can pick one of them. I do have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. This is going to unlock your account when we do call you, just to verify that we're talking to Melissa and not anybody else about your account here, okay?
Right. Sure.
Okay, which
okay,
one?
Okay, yeah, you can do we'll do the first pet's name.
Nice. Okay, I like these ones. Yeah. All right, what's the first pet's name?
Sammy.
Sammy.
Fanny. F-A-N-N-Y. Like you spank your fanny.
Oh, Fanny. Okay. Okay. Awesome. I thought you said Sammy. I was like,
little girl, I need your eye. Obviously got a lot of spankings.
There you go. Same here. My dad is blue collar man, but it shaped me to the man I am today. So I don't blame.
Exactly right.
All right, Fanny. I was going to say, Sammy, that's my dad's actual dog's name right now. So that's, I was like, oh, what kind of dog was Fanny? Big dog or? Small dog?
She was a big dog. She was a black and tan hunting dog. My dad was an avid hunter back then. So
oh,
a red hunting dog.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, my dad's dog is not a hunting dog. It's a Cocker Spaniel, so she looks like the dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Lady, yeah.
So, okay, so I have everything set there. As promised, I am going to read you the voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you as a Google Channel partner. This will be sent to you as well. Also with the pricing structure, and I'm also going to give you those two numbers as promised so that way you have it for your records. Now, my tech team is going to contact you from our customer service number, and I'll book that call with you after this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hinchwood Tree, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Melissa Frazier. I'm the owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Melissa, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Fanny, okay?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. I'm going to give you the number, and then I'm also going to give you my extension as well. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Customer service number is going to be 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to be the customer service number. You'll get a hold of one of my technicians, which is one of our reps here. If you want to get a hold of me personally, that's the same number with extension 203 on the back. And then again, my name is Charlie, so you can have me under there.
All right, great. Got it.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Of course.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about all the other stuff. So,
yeah.
Awesome. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 8th, in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment, okay? Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time or pause it at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. Okay. You're going to receive a couple of emails from us, a couple text messages. They are going to be welcome text messages. You will also receive your receipt to your email that you gave me earlier. Now, the onboarding call. I have availability later on today. I know you have COVID and you're sick. Do you want to do it later on this evening, or would you prefer to do it tomorrow?
What's the earliest today?
Earliest today is I can do it at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Let's do that.
2 p.m. Eastern time it is. Okay, I'm going to send you a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, myself, and my tech team all CC'd on there as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me a sec here. Now, you should have received a couple text messages. Everything went green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. If you need anything, and I mean anything, please utilize the 877 number. If you guys want to add services or take off services, or even when it gets cold and wet and if it starts to snow where you guys are at and you guys do additional services, please let us know. We can facilitate those as well, too, okay?
Okay, great.
Perfect. So let me see here. You should have received a text message that says, Melissa, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here to subscribe to our terms and agreements. Let me know when you get that. Okay, Hinchwood.
Yeah, I see emails. Let me check text messaging here. So, yes, that did come through.
Okay. So there should be a link there for that. That's just our terms and agreements. That's our, you know, that you have to sign there. Once you sign it, it's going to take you to an username and password, and we should have sent you, if you don't have it already, a text message with your credentials to log into that. That's going to be where you're going to access the website. It's also going to be where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing, okay? So you get to log into that daily, weekly, monthly, and make sure all the metrics are correctly and see how much revenue and customers you're pulling in from the advertisements here, okay? So when you do get to that page, there are going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. I'd click both of them. The SMSs is just in case you're in the field. I know you do real estate as well. So if you hit us to voicemail, we'll send you a quick message like, hey, Melissa, we got some updates for you. Can you give us a call at your earliest convenience?
Yeah,
and then the other one.
Yeah, because I'm on my phone a lot.
Yeah. I figured. Yeah.
So the first text message is the one I need to click the link where it says, here are your credentials and you can log in to email at or.
So let's see. Let me go there. It's going to say, Melissa, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to click that link. Okay.
So it should have been, yeah, it should have been the first text message you received.
That was the third one, actually. It came in.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so it says services, Local Splash terms of experience, and then below that.
So in the terms of experience, it's going to have everything we're going to do there for you. It's also going to have your set pricing in there for the $249 month to month. And then on the bottom, there's going to be two check boxes that you would click.
Okay.
SMSs, you're the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to type your name first and last. When you hit confirm, that text message that says, here are your credentials, that's what you're going to put into your username and password.
Okay, I was clicking it. Repeat that. What's the username and password? Okay.
Did it go through?
It went through, but it took me to the username and password. But
oh, perfect. Perfect.
Clicking that whenever you were telling me what to use as the username and password.
Oh, gotcha. I can tell it to you is that if you want me to.
Yes, please, because I'm already
okay.
Up that screen.
Perfect. Okay. So the username and password, the username is going to be your phone number. So the 980-230-7961. Okay. No dashes, no commas, no parentheses, no nothing. Just one long, no spaces either. Just one long number.
Got it.
The password is all going to be one word, all lowercase. It's going to be N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, D as in Dad, S as in Sam. And then you're just going to hit login, and then it's going to say your account is being updated. Please check back within a couple of business days.
Yes.
Or work. Okay, perfect. So there's nothing in there yet, but once we do have that onboarding call, you'll start to see things trickle in there, especially with the listings, your website, everything like that. And then my tech team can walk you through that process of showing you where you can click through and see the different metrics that you'll be able to have, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well, you're all set up here, Melissa. I'm going to get working on your account here. So in a couple hours, I'll be contacting you personally. And then I'm going to introduce you to one of my tech teams. We'll do the onboarding call, and then we'll get rocking and rolling at 2 p.m., okay?
Okay. That sounds awesome. Thank you, Charlie.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.